Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. May we hide it in our heart that we may not sin against you. Amen. Just something real familiar to us and real important, probably the most important thing in our walk with God as far as receiving from him. And it hinges on something that we do or we don't do. It really does. And that's not works. It's about the grace of God, all his favor, all his activity through us. But it really does. I mean, there's something that will release grace in our lives and something that will withhold grace in our lives. Out of James, and then we're going to jump over to the Gospels. So I was reading this, and he's speaking to them about not showing partiality, loving your neighbor, you know, how all the law was summed up in, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, don't commit murder. If you commit adultery and do not commit murder, have you become a transgressor of the laws? But speak and act, so speak and act in your daily walk as those who are to be judged, or you who are judged daily by the law of liberty, which is the law of God's grace, the law of freedom, right? What has set us free? And it says something very peculiar here. For judgment will be merciless to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Mercy of God always triumphs over his judgment. That's what his grace did, his forgiveness. It just triumphs over what you deserve. Okay? And so we're to speak and act in that very same way. And if we don't, then there's this judgment, not in a condemning judgment, but there's the way that God deals with us. All right? He kind of lays it out a little bit in the Gospels. We'll go, let's see. I got it marked out here. Matthew chapter 5. This is a Sermon on the Mount. Real radical stuff, isn't it? Blessed are the merciful, people who are merciful, who give mercy. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Right? If you give, you'll get. You'll receive. And I was using this yesterday. I forgot what I was talking about. I can't remember this morning, but about how God really does categorize sin. We think that he doesn't, but he does. And I think we're talking about the sin of unbelief, you know, the sin which so easily entangles us. And then the one we're going to be talking about now of not being merciful and being unforgiving, really. Because if you're unmerciful to a person, then you're really not forgiving, right? And it's the only place in Scripture, which I'll read again. It's what he says. And this is at the end. We always do the Lord's Prayer, but we leave this part out for some reason. After we lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. You know, kind of, for thine is the kingdom, power, and glory. All right, over with. But this is what he says. For if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, your heavenly Father will not forgive you. That's amazing, isn't it? I mean, because when we do our confession, that should be one of the things that we're confessing, is anyone that I haven't forgiven. Matter of fact, in Luke chapter 11, when it says, when you're standing to pray, right, forgive. Like, in other words, before you start praying, spending time with the Lord, make sure there's no unforgiveness in your heart anywhere toward anyone. Meaning, it will hinder your prayer, right? And at the end of the chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, he says this, therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, when he's talking about all the stuff to do, right? About loving your enemies and, you know, someone takes what is yours, don't demand all that. But in Luke chapter 6, verse 36, with also the Sermon on the Mount that he's giving, you know, it adds some stuff that they may have left out here. It says, all right, to be perfect. Matthew says to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Luke says to be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. So the most perfect, if you want to use that word, perfect thing that you can do as a believer to be perfect like God is to be a person who is full of mercy, quick to give mercy, right? And back in Matthew 7, when he's kind of end of the Sermon on the Mount, and he says this, do not judge and you will not be judged. For in the way that you judge, you will be judged. Judging is just giving out a sentence, right? What you deserve and what you don't deserve, right? You ever done that to people? Well, they just don't deserve it. You know, I have. For in the way that you judge, you'll be judged. And by your standard of measure, whatever standard of measure you put on other people, it will be measured back the same to you. Okay? Whatever standard I put on you, whatever standard I'm looking at Josh here, whatever standard I put on him, right, or judge him by, I'm measured, and that word means measuring rod. I'm under that same measuring rod, right? To see how I measure up to that. Okay? Then he goes on to say, why do you look at the speck that's in your brother's eye and you don't notice the log or the beam that's in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, this beam is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you'll see clearly how to take the speck. So this is another thing you can look at about how God categorizes sin, right? Speck in our brother's eye is our speck in our is every other sin. The log is the sin of unmerciful and being unforgiving, right? That I can't see clearly in your life, and you can't see clearly in my life, right, without having first dealt with that in your own life. It's like, you know, and I like how he uses the word beam, because it's not like this. I mean, it's like a, you know, a timber in your eye. That's how blind, and he's saying that's how blind you are to it. You know, that's how big of a deal it is to him. And I use this a lot because I have to, you know, doing ministry and, but, you know, I'm not, again, I'm not saying this for you. You know, usually when the Lord speaks to these things, he's speaking to me first, right? In Matthew chapter 18, we'll finish with that. Greatest passages on forgiveness. What does it look like, you know? And when Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how many times my brother sins against me, meaning the same sin. If he does this against me again, same thing. How many times shall I forgive him? Maybe seven, up to about seven times, you know. Surely there's got to be, you know, after he's done this seven times, you know, that's enough is enough, right? Got to be some boundary we draw, right? We hear that in the Christian life. They've got to draw boundaries. And there's just nowhere in Scripture. And Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to 70 times 7, I mean up to 7 times 7, but up to 70 times 7. And then he tells this story about this in the kingdom of heaven. That he had this king who wanted to settle these accounts, and he calls this guy up to him and says, you owe me 10,000 talents, okay? Now, to them, a talent, one talent, was about equal to 15 years' salary, okay? And he wants 10,000 of them, meaning 150,000 years worth of salary. Astronaut, you know, a number that's like close to $1 trillion. And he wants it in cash right then, payment. And the guy says, of course, I can't. And it said the king forgave him his debt, had mercy on him. The same guy goes out, and someone owes him like a couple of months worth of, you know, salary. You know, back then, most of them were poor. The guy couldn't pay him, so he has him thrown in jail. The king hears about it, calls him back, and that's where we'll pick up in Scripture. Summoning him, his Lord said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all of that debt because you pleaded with me. You pleaded for my mercy. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow servant in the exact same way I did you? Meaning, we forgive the exact same way God forgives us. And his Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers or tormentors until he should repay all that was owed him. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if you do not forgive your brother from the heart. And I use this all the time, and, you know, people who are broken relationships, you know, have you forgiven them? Yes. No, you haven't. Because you're still bitter, you're still angry. But what do the tormentors look like with us? I don't really know, other than they torment. And bitterness and anger and resentment are tormentors, are they not? You got a deal with someone, have you ever done that? You know, real deal, they offended you or hurt you or did something to you, or and then you just kind of walk around with resentment and unforgiveness and, you know, all that. And those are tormentors. Released by your Heavenly Father. Given permission to torment you. Didn't it just say that? So will my Heavenly Father do to you. So y'all understand this is a big deal, right? in my walk and in my relationship with other people. And I used to really stumble and fall in that area a lot, especially, and TC could tell you, in my relationship with her, she would hurt my feelings or do something. I would just, you know, maybe take me a while, maybe a few days before I'd get okay and just give her one of those little side hugs and just not speak. Or I remember one time that I did that. That went about 3 days when the Lord began to speak some of these things to me. You know, he woke me up right like at 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, and was like, we need to talk. And I knew it wasn't going to be good. You know, I've been called to the principal's office, and he sent and gave me this, you know, and even a scripture in the Old Testament that said, you think your wife has been done this to you, you know, been whatever. I can't remember, rebellious or something like that. Not that she was. And he said, yours compared to hers is nothing. Your sin compared to her sin is like nothing. Like hers is nothing compared to yours. Because yours is you're being unmerciful and unforgiving. That's the worst. And then he just led me through that, which gave me an opportunity to repent. And then when I did, then that deal between me and him was done. Again, and I'll end with this. Just in your daily dealings, when people hurt you or disappoint you, you know, it's more easy when you're in a relationship, you know, that happens. Treat them as how he treats you, okay? And you'll find that that'll just strengthen. So, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we'll stop with that one.